Well, God bless you again today. It's good to be here, and I always mention the fact that the technology of our time has provided a way that we can come together. Even while we're not there, we're still there. The other day I was playing some of McGee's tapes and looking at him, and he's been gone for many years. But nevertheless, technology has saved his voice and his instructions to us. So I'm glad to be here and to be on the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus with Melvin Slade on KRAJ 100.9 FM. That's a pretty good mouthful there. So, Father, we come to you today, leaning on you heavily today, to guide our thoughts so that whatever we speak and whatever we say today will be directly like you want it to be. And we give you glory and honor if you would just bless us and guide us along the road so that our words will not be our word, but words that you would have us to speak. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share some thoughts today that could be controversial if one word gets out of place. So I'm going to read both scriptures to you today. And we're going to use a thought today. Don't tell me about it. Show it to me. Don't tell me. Show it to me. And that's going to come from the book of Hebrews and the book of James. So in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, I'd like to read the first six verses and listen to this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Notice he said the word worlds with an S, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enos was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now keep that in mind. Now let's roll over to the book of James, and we'll bring in the strong words of Brother James, looking at chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, and I won't read all of that, but let me skip through that a little bit. Listen what James says now. And here he's talking about faith, and we've just read a few minutes ago what faith is. So listen to verse 14. What doeth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? Listen up closely, you all. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, semicolon, notwithstanding, ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. So we're going to park at verse 18. That's why I said, don't tell me. Don't tell it to me. Show it to me. Don't tell it to me. Show it to me. There's a critical point and line to be drawn between what you say and what you do. Now, when we look at some of the discoveries that took place, particularly people like Edison, who said that it was possible to create a light bulb. But every time he tried, he would record what it was, even though it didn't work. He still had that faith that it was going to happen. So now watch what he did. He kept going, and I don't forget how many hundreds of times that he tried, and it didn't work. And finally one day, he ran up on the one that worked. Now, what are you saying, preacher? I say, I'm glad you asked. I'm saying that Edison believed in what he had faith in, and he spoke that he was going to find it, and he kept going until he found it. So then the church world, me included, over the years have preached faith, and I have no problem with what I preached in the years past. I have no problem with that. But I left out one key thing, that if you believe it, if you really believe it, then you ought to do it. And there's no way you can truly believe it and not do it. And I say then to you and me, when we talk about this Jesus that we present to the world and to the lost dying, if we say that Jesus had a certain behavior and a certain attitude and certain powers, and we don't have any of that, I wonder if we can tell the world that it truly is that Jesus that we say we have faith in. I am convinced, and yep, well, preacher, what you saying here to me? Are you saying that years ago you preached different than you do now? Well, don't tell nobody I told you, but yeah, I've changed. And the reason why I've changed is because I recognize the fact that what you have faith in, you're going to do something with it. And if you're just blowing smoke, all you're going to do is a lot of talk, and you don't really believe in what you're saying. Because if you believe in what you're saying, you're going to go after it. So it's time out for us telling people all about it. Why not show them what's going on? Another scripture just popped up in my mind, and I'm going to kind of write it down here for you. And that is in the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. And what that says is this. He says, let your light so shine. Excuse me. But now watch this. Let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Now let's go. Let's slow walk that one down. Slow walking it down means this: let your faith, let your light. I don't think you can say one without the other. Let your works show the world that you truly believe Jesus, because you're heading off down the road to walk like Jesus, to behave like Jesus, to speak like Jesus, to act like Jesus. And when you do all of that, now your faith and your works become one. And when your faith and your works become one, that becomes a mighty powerful tool for God to use in a dark world such as you and I live in. So when we look at the book of Hebrews, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, real faith has some evidence that came along that you didn't see in the beginning. I think you missed that. But he says, let your light so shine. Or now faith is the substance of things that are not seen, that are not seen. And then he goes on down in verse 6, and he says, don't tell me. Listen how he said that in verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, if you believe God and you truly trust God, then your behavior is going to display. Oh, yeah, that's a good word right there. Your faith is going to be displayed in your action that you take on your faith. So I'm glad today and happy that God has spared me to recognize that over the years, when I talk about marriage, when I was talking about marriage in those days, and soon as my wife and I had a difficulty, I'm ready to run. Well, that don't sound like love to me. It did then, because I figured that if I'm doing all this good stuff, I'm providing for her and I'm doing this, I put her through school, bop, a whole bunch of lip, when I didn't need to do nothing but do what I was supposed to do and shut up. And God will bring his light upon the things that I've done rather than the stuff that I've been talking about. So I'm saying to you today, brothers and sisters who are listening to me, wherever you are, stop trying to tell people what you can't show people. Uh-oh, did you miss that or did you get it? I think you got that. It's time out for us doing a whole bunch of talking. It's time for us to do a lot of doing, and people can see who God is by our behavior. So James says, okay, you all do all the talk. And he says, what does it profit you? Can faith save a person alone? Now he didn't use the word alone in verse 14. But he says, can faith save him? And the answer is, faith alone, no. And this is where the controversy come in. This is where people may take, some of you listening to me may take exception to this, and I don't mind. You can call me up. You ask, get a hold of Brother Slade. Brother Melvin can tell you how to reach me. Or you can reach me at First Missionary Baptist Church, 37721 North 100th Street East, and you can come on down there and sit down with me anytime you like, and we can go through the book, and you'll find out. By the book, not by what I said, but by the book, you can find out there ain't no way in the world that a person can truly believe God and take no action. Because when you believe God, you're going to act upon what it is that it is that you believe in. So listen what he said in verse 18, in James chapter 2, verse 18. Yeah, this is James speaking now. Look at verse 17 first. Even so, faith, if it has no works, Did you all think it went off the air? Listen to what he said. Even so, faith, if it has no works. Well, that silent period in there means it's dead. Being alone. Then he explains it in verse 18. Yes, a man may say he has faith, and I have, he say he has faith, and have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Now, let's look at the salvation part and see how that all ties together. Well, he said in the book of Hebrews that we cannot have God if we don't believe that he is. Now, that's just setting our belief system. That's establishing that we truly believe that God is. Now, if we believe that he is, then we can turn around and say we believe in his word. And then we can turn around and say if we believe in his word, we can follow his words. And by his words, we can be saved. That's all he's really saying to us in that. But he further goes on to say, as James explains it for the writer of Hebrews, which we don't know who that is. We have a lot of beliefs about which it is, but we don't really know. But here's what James says. If you come up walking up to me telling me that you believe that God will put shoes on your feet and you're barefooted, I wonder if I can really believe in your God if you say that he'll put shoes on your feet and it's snow on the ground and it's freezing cold and you're barefooted. But if I raise my foot up and I got some shoes on, some socks on, and say, look what God gave me for the weather. You can believe that. And you don't even have to believe it. You can see it. So the time has come in my life, and what I'm sharing with the world today is, don't tell it to me. Show it to me. If you say God is real to you, show it to me. If you say that God has healed you, show it to me. If you say God will keep your marriage together, and you keep your marriage together, show it to me. If you say that God will provide for you when you don't have anything and you can show me what he provided to you, show it to me. That's all I'm trying to say to you today is time out for doing a whole bunch of talking about a God that nobody can see and have no evidence that he truly lived. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I am very thankful for the privilege to talk to you today, and I hope that you recognize the fact that I'm not discounting faith, I'm enlarging faith. How are you enlarging faith? I'm enlarging faith because faith produces something. When he says that faith produces that that ain't seen to be seen, then that's the proof of God's existence in the lives of the people who say that they trust God. So I'm totally convinced. And I'm satisfied that if I let my light so shine, that's letting my faith shine, that men may see the good works through me and not glorify Henry, but glorify God who caused the work to be done in Henry. Oh, shucks. I feel like I go on and preach a while, but I got to bring this to a close because my time on this is out. And I'd like to invite you to come and visit with us at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock or Sun Village, California. And our services start at 10 o'clock. And I want you to know this is our way of preaching, is to teach people the truth about the word and let people know that you can't say one thing and do another one. Because if you say one thing and do another one, somebody done lied and it ain't God. And it ain't God's word. That's only one left. And it happened to be you or me. Father, we come to you today thanking you for this privilege to be together, thanking you for allowing us to be in your service on this beautiful radio program known as KRAJ 100.9 FM. Thank you for the privilege, Lord. Lord, put this into somebody's heart and mind that they might know the truth about faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you today. And I want to tell you that on the 31st of this month, on the 31st, 5 p.m., we're going to have Experiencing Worship, or the Worship Experience. There'll be praise teams and worship teams from across the Antelope Valley here at our church at 5 o'clock. And you're talking about worshiping. You're talking about showing proof of his faith. We're going to do that. Come see us any Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, any Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. God bless you. See you next time. Amen.